State-owned media is often subjected to criticism for not giving the political parties equal coverage. They are particularly attacked for favoring ruling parties against the minority parties. But a media researcher and analyst, Dr. Mesan Maugbe, says political parties must also take the blame for not initiating programs that attract media coverage. He says the political parties must have a communication strategy to address the issue. Dr. Maugbe further asked the state-owned media to have logbooks to document their coverage of political parties.
The state-owned media, I would say they're doing creditably well. Unfortunately, they are sometimes tagged as, you know, abusing or functioning under the influence of the abuse of political incumbency. That is the only aspect. But I think the allegations against state-owned media over the years hasn't been consistently and systematically been based on the research data. And not until we are able to do that, it is very difficult to put a whole blame tag on the state-owned media. For instance, we have done a research finding for the period of January to see how the state-owned media has been faring. Although the NDC seems to have the highest coverage around 40%, both in the radio, the state-owned radio newspaper, that is Daily Graphic, and then the Ghanaian Times. But notwithstanding, in January, there has been a lot of activities coming from the NDC party, that is the primaries. And then you also find a political party like PPP getting a very encouraging coverage, but that is also due to the relationship between PPP and the CPP. So we have to consistently monitor. But if you look at it carefully, most of these observer groups wait till the peak period where some of these research are done, and I don't think that is appropriate, because democratic processes hasn't got any gestation period where we have to say that we can only monitor state-owned media during election time. It should be very consistent. That is what Center for African Elections and Media Monitoring Index is advocating for.
The state-owned media be faulted? Should they take the blame alone, or political parties also need to make themselves visible for the media to also talk about them?
This is the critical aspect that observer groups always seem to be ignoring. The constitutional provision under Article 163 doesn't really call for political parties to be jacketed in their own political offices and expecting the media to give them coverage. And I always say that we need to understand what media coverage entails and what media engagement also entails. And I think these two roles are critically blurred when it comes to political parties and their media engagements. So against this backdrop, one would say that the political parties are also not doing a lot. One of the factors is that political parties don't even see the need to create strategic communication offices. Strategic communication department doesn't mean that campaigning, but how do you also deal with the media? How do you engage the media?
Do you think the state-owned media need...
The state-owned media itself needs to have what I would call auditing logbook. And this media auditing logbook, for instance, should be always available in terms of, for instance, political reportage, to know that by the end of every week, how has they distributed their political spaces to political parties? And this calls for also consistent internal monitoring.
Media researcher and analyst Dr. Mesan Maugbe.